Welcome to another episode of Cardboard Fever. I am your host, Mike Jokum. Matt joins me. We are recording on an opening day of baseball, so you will hear this next week. But nonetheless, Matt, welcome to opening day. I know bets haven't gone your way so far because my Yankees threw a clunker in there in extra innings, but are you enjoying opening day of baseball?
No, David Peralta couldn't even get a hit. He went 0-for-5 and he hit 300 last year.
Yeah, it's been a weird day. Guys who like our studs have thrown absolute clunkers in there, and then Gary Sanchez hits a 2-run home run, throws out a base steal, would be base stealer, has another single and a walk, and it's a weird. Yeah, that's opening day for you.
Well, the Rays won, so I can't complain too much.
And the Pirates won, so it's kind of like a good day in Pittsburgh for you. I know you're not necessarily a Pirates fan, but the city is happy.
No, I hammered the under in the wins this year. I hope they lose all 162.
Would you take the under at 59.5 wins, I think it was?
Oh, yeah, man. Dude, Brian Hayes might be the smartest man in baseball. He turned down a contract extension, I think, last week from the Pirates.
Yeah. Yeah, good move. Get a year under your belt and then tell the Pirates, hey, give me $160 million for a couple of years, then I'll stay past arbitration rights. But real quick, before we dive into it, obviously this episode is going to be a lot of baseball talk, brought to you by our friends at Pastime Marketplace, the best place to keep your cards safe and organized. By the time you hear this, there will be a mini TikTok video about them out as well. Go to EASTimeMarketplace.com, order one of their cases, and then shoot them a note on social media and let them know that we sent them your way. So with it being open in baseball, we thought, you know, we'd discuss a little bit about kind of our expectations for the baseball season, maybe guys that we're looking at buying their cards before, obviously, they're cards become extremely expensive. Case in point, Cabrian Hayes, I guarantee you his prices have doubled in one day. So, Matt, where do you want to start this?
I want to make our predictions for all the divisions in the playoffs.
Okay. And let me pull up division standings here.
Why are you bringing up what you need to bring up? I'll let you. Here's a little betting stat for you.
Yeah, real quick. Go ahead.
Russell Westbrook was -167 tonight to get a triple-double.
Holy hell.
-167. And he's already 13-6-3 at halftime.
Oh, all right. So we're going to have some fun, make some baseball predictions along the way, interject maybe a card or two per division that we'd recommend buying. So let's start with the AL East. The Rays won today. The Yankees lost. Toronto, Baltimore, Boston, Austin, and also in the division. So, Matt, are the Rays repeating as division champions?
No, I'm gonna take the Yankees to win the division, but I personally bet on the Rays to make the playoffs because I got them at +110, which is ludicrous. The only two pieces they lost were Charlie Morton and Blake Snell, and as good as Blake Snell is, I think he's a touch overrated. We have our core there still, and we added I'm drawing a blank here. Who did we add? Let me bring it up real quick.
Well, you added one guy who I think is undervalued in the card market right now in the Blake Snell trade, in Luis Patino, a real young stud pitcher who I think could –
yes.
His cards are super cheap right now, so hint, hint, nudge, nudge, go buy.
Yes, no, definitely. I like him. Luis Patino is definitely a stud. We also have, I mean, his car's not really much in value, but I just, Rich Hill, he's an older guy, but he brings a lot of leadership to the locker room. He's a good pitcher. So I like him. We got Chris Archer back again. He may get good again. His stuff is cheap. And then Michael Walker had a good streak for a while in St. Louis. Maybe he can revive his career as so many have done in Tampa. So yeah, no, I like our base. The one thing that didn't really surprise me is Wander not making the active roster. So it's just too crowded right now. But I'm going to give you a sleeper aside from him in our system. I would keep an eye on Shane McClanahan this year. His stuff's still cheaper. He's a higher prospect in our system. I believe he's on the roster right now, isn't he? Shane McClanahan. No, he's not right now, but he should be up at some point. He's a really good prospect, so keep an eye on Shane McClanahan.
Awesome, will do. And before we jump to the next division, two other notes. Guys who I'm kind of maybe buying or looking at buying on Boston, Bobby Dalbec, first base prospect. I think he made their opening day roster, was supposed to start today before the game got rained out. And from the Yankees, Clint Frazier has been the fourth outfielder for the last 2 years, but I think is finally going to get the playing time he deserves to be the full-time outfielder. So, Matt, we're going to jump down to the AL Central. Detroit, Chicago, Kansas City, Cleveland, Minnesota. Who's winning the division? And give me a guy or two you're buying.
So we have there's two wild card selections, right?
Yes, two wild card selections for the wild card game, yep.
So I already got my one wild card gone in the Rays. We went the AL Central, you said?
Yes.
I already have a bet on the White Sox to win the AL Central. So I will not change that. For years, I've been a big fan of Yoan Moncada, and he's been real special. And they have a really special roster. A lot of young people, young players. Even though Eloy got hurt, I even like their pitchers. They have Lucas Giolito, Dallas Keuchel, Lance Lynn, who is, I mean, say what you want about him, but he's a pretty solid pitcher. Dylan Cease, who's still young, and Carlos Rodon, who he's 28, but he at one point he was supposed to be a pretty decent pitcher. A guy that I'm buying on the White Sox, I mean, I know a lot of people are high on Tim Anderson. I don't know too much about him. I know he hit 322 last year, so that's an under-the-radar guy you might want to keep an eye on. And aside from that, I mean, you know, everyone goes for Lou Bob and Eloy, so there's nothing really special that I haven't, like, that I can tell you that you don't already know.
Feels like everybody knows everybody. So since you covered the White Sox, I'm going to say Minnesota is going to break out of their recent funk, even though Josh Donaldson got hurt on opening day for them, and say they win the division. They've obviously got Alex Kirilloff, who I don't know if he made the opening day roster, to be honest with you, but should be up soon. And obviously everybody being buying Alex cards, including you, since he's a Western PA boy. But as weird as this sounds, Eloy cards are a little bit cheaper right now because he's out essentially most of this season. So I might snag myself an Eloy card, rookie card or two, once the season gets started and people are kind of focused elsewhere. We're going to jump down here in the interest of time. We got the AL West, Houston, the Angels, Oakland, Seattle, Texas. I'm going to start with this one and say that I think, and I don't know this division as well, and I'm not picking, I refuse to pick Houston. So I'm going to say that the Mariners break their funk of losing and make a playoff appearance, win the division. But I think the Angels might finally have enough pieces around Trout to mount a serious playoff attempt this year. So maybe it's either Angels to Seattle and maybe one of them gets the wild card too. But one guy I'm looking at buying, obviously there's plenty of obvious names in this division, but on Seattle, they have a catcher / infielder, Ty France, who hit the ball real well in spring. So I'd look at him. Texas has a guy, Leody Tavares, who made the opening day roster, was supposed to start today or is starting today. They're playing as we're recording, so I'm not sure how he's doing, but that's my pick for the division. Yours?
I'll take the A's for none other reason than they're just pesky like the Rays, and they always figure out a way to do it. I refuse to pick the Astros. Trout, we've been waiting on that team to do something for years. It's not Trout's fault. The Mariners, they always seem to start off well, and they always falter off. And then that leaves me with the Rangers. And so, yeah. I'm going to go with the A's. But a guy that I'm buying is on the Rangers. He goes by the name of Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. Oh, I don't know if I said that right. I probably didn't. Yeah, but he's 26 out of Honolulu, Hawaii. Hit 280 last year, three homers, 10 bombs, or three homers, 10 ribbies. So I really like him. I was following him in spring training. Hit 333 in spring training this year. So, yeah, I'm kind of high on him. The last guy I remember recently that came out of Hawaii was Colton Wong, and he's pretty good. And then
he's all right.
I'm trying to blend. He's not bad. Who's the guy from the Mets back in the day? Was it like Benihana? You know what I'm talking about?
The only thing I'm thinking. Oh, yeah, I do know who you're talking about.
He was from Hawaii. He was real popular. I think he was, I'm pretty sure he was on the Mets.
Benny something.
You said his name.
Not Benihana, but
yeah.
Benny something.
Yeah, Benihana is the restaurant. But yeah, he was close to that, yeah. But he was also pretty good. So, yeah, I'm going to go with him. And then for whatever reason, I made a bet on Whit Merrifield to be the hits leader in baseball. But another guy from the Royals that I might as well, I just want to get a card because everyone else got a card, is Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah, I feel like I have to have one because everybody else does. I know that feeling.
Yeah. So, and I've never really had an issue with the Royals. I was there inside my mom's stomach when she was pregnant with me. So, I mean, I technically have been there. So, yeah.
All right, let's move to the National League. We'll stay out west. The NL West is Colorado, San Diego, San Francisco, Arizona, the Dodgers. Probably going to be one of the most interesting division battles to watch all year. So, obviously, San Diego. Everybody knows who I'm going to pick.
Ooh, wait a minute! I didn't pick my wild card for the AL yet. My second one.
I thought
the second wild card.
Yeah, sorry.
I'll go with the you know what? We're gonna go with three teams from the AL East. We're gonna go Blue Jays as well.
All right, I dig it.
Mark these. I want these on documents so we can make fun of each other at the end of the year. Mark these down.
I dig it. So AL West. I'm gonna say San Diego wins the division, upsets the world champion Dodgers. Who am I buying in that division?
I wonder who.
Yeah, obviously I'm buying Tatis. I'm buying Tatis Donruss baseball this year, but Joey Bart would be a cool one. Another one, he's San Francisco catcher. I don't think he's starting the year in the big leagues. Arizona has a couple really interesting prospects. One, Dalton Varsho, another guy who's an infielder and a catcher, I think could really hit well if he gets more playing time this year. And the Dodgers, the one I'm really interested in because he didn't hit the ball well last year and didn't hit great in spring training, I think, is Gavin Lux at second base. So I'll take that. And I think if San Diego wins the division, the Dodgers will be the wild card. If the Dodgers win, San Diego will be one of the wild card teams.
I'm also going to take San Diego to win the division. So there's that. And I will take the Dodgers to win the wild card. So there's that. As far as who I'm buying, dude, I really don't know too much about the NL West this year yet, aside from, you know, Charlie Blackman cards are always cool to have. He's been a stud for years. He hit 303 last year, but he's, you know, he's getting up there in age. His card will only go up so much in value. Will Myers, he's another guy for the Padres that I think he's a little undervalued for what he does there. He's a hell of a player as well as Eric Hosmer. You know, Joey Bart's another one, like you said.
Yeah.
What about Mike Yastrzemski?
Oh, yeah. I have his autograph, actually, from a Stadium Club Crum last year.
Yeah, so that's another cool one. And then, you know, of course, all your Dodger players, but they don't, you know, everyone has Dodger cards.
Yeah.
I want to, if you're out there and you listen to this and you want my David Price autograph, my David Price rookie, please message me. I want to move it.
Yeah, well, let's move to the NL Central. I think this is probably one of the easier division battles to pick in my, now that I say that, I'm going to be wrong, but Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Chicago, Cincinnati. I feel like Milwaukee has some really good pitchers and an amazing bullpen that they should be able to lock down, obviously with Christian Yelich in the outfield. I would buy Yelich cards, but also I know bullpen is underrated, but nationally rookie of the year was Devin Williams in the Brewers bullpen. So I'd look at him. I'd also look at Cardinals outfielder Dylan Carlson. Pittsburgh's Cabrian Hayes. There's a lot of good prospects in this NL Central division, but I don't think we're going to see one of the wild card teams come out of this division other than Milwaukee winning it.
Milwaukee's going to win it. Okay. You mean the Cardinals are going to win it for sure. Cardinals are going to win it. And then another guy that I like to personally collect is Luis Castillo, the pitcher for the Reds. I think he's a hell of a player. He got lit up today. What was
it?
I know he got lit off. Yeah, 8 earned runs. But like you said, Carlson went bomb. And the one thing that interested me in that game was the over-under was only 7. It was at Cincinnati's ballpark, which is a freaking home run haven. So I jumped all over the over on that. Yeah, but no, for real, though, I've been a fan of Luis Castillo for years. He's still younger. He's 28, or younger-ish. He's had a solid career, so his stuff's cheap. Cabrian Hayes, I made a bet on him to win the Rookie of the Year, along with Dylan Carlson. Those are probably your two best rookies in the NL Central. So those are the guys who I'm going to look at to collect. And I know my buddy Blake, he likes to collect that Heston Kura for the Brewers.
Yep, second baseman. We'll round out our predictions here with the NL East, my hometown Philadelphia Phillies, who beat the Braves today, the Mets, Washington Nationals, the Braves, the Miami Marlins. As always, the Marlins seem to have a bunch of prospects. Everybody's going to be collecting Ronald Acuna cards, the Phillies, Spencer Howard, and Alec Boehm. Those are two guys I'm looking at. And the Mets, Lindor, who just signed that big 10-year contract. I don't really know. There's not a ton of guys. Maybe him and Petey Alonso on the Mets are guys I'd target. The Marlins, I know, have a ton of prospects. None of them kind of jump out at me other than Sixto Sanchez as guys I might want to buy like currently. But, yeah, those are my picks for guys I'm looking at. Obviously, I'm sure our buddy Hive Cards and our buddy I don't want to give out his real name on here just in case, but Twitter name A_Pepe is also a big Phillies fan and Alec Boehm fan. Sorry. I would invest in him as well. I think the Phillies, the Mets and the Braves are going to be your division winner / the other wild card seed. I don't really have a sense of who's going to go where, but the Braves have a good young pitching staff. The Mets have the deepest roster they've had in a while, so I think the Phillies are just going to fall a little bit behind them.
I will definitely take the Braves to win the division. You know, I really like their pitching. They got, I believe Charlie Morton's already been to Atlanta once, so yeah, they got him back. You know, Max Fried, Charlie Morton, Mike Soroka, Ian Anderson, Drew Smyly. At one point, Drew Smyly was a pretty – I know the Rays got him from the Mariners back in the day, I believe, and he was a decent prospect, never really panned out. Maybe he'll revive his career there, but that I like that starting rotation with Will Smith as the closer. So I'll take them to definitely win the AL East. A guy that I would like to collect just because he's – not necessarily he's under the radar, but he's not as collected as like Acuna and Albies and all that, is Christian Pache. Yes. The only thing with him is he's mostly known for his defense, and defense doesn't really sell at the end of the day. There's another reason I like Jazz Chisholm, but we talked about he's all speed for the most part, and like that doesn't really – that's unfortunately, that just doesn't sell. Like my Carl Crawford, my favorite player of all time, his cards never really sold too well because he was just – well, I take that back because he was actually a 5-tool player. But you know what I mean. I mean, just power sells in baseball, which is unfortunate. Just sells for the most part.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is, so just doing a quick search, Christian Pache cards value-wise are actually pretty high right now. And I'm not saying they are as high as some of the other prospects, but they're pretty good value. Even as Donruss, which is, you know, unlicensed autograph is decently priced. And this top series 1 yellow border, which is the Walgreens variation, is $25. So there's more value there than honestly I thought, but Yeah, Jazz Chisholm for the Marlins is an interesting one, or Chisholm. I don't know how to say his last name. He could be a really good singles, doubles, steal some bases type guy. His value will never be super high unless he kind of sneaks in and is able to win Rookie of the Year, but good call on that. I forgot we talked about him before the show.
Well, I got to pick by a wild card player, too. I'll take the Marlins as my last wild card team.
Oh.
I'll pick the Marlins.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're saying then that the Braves are the Braves and the Marlins, and that the high-powered Mets and Phillies will not sniff the playoffs?
No. Nope. It's going to be the Braves and the Marlins out of that division, and the other wild card. Who did I say the other wild card was going to be?
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers, correct. Yep. Yep. Derek Jeter is going to – he knows what he's doing down there. They're going to do something special, I think, this year.
I mean, yeah, they're going to do something special, and then they won't contend for another 15 years like usual.
I mean, that's fine as long as they make me look good this year.
fair point. So do you want to change – we've got a couple minutes left here. We'll change gears slightly. There's a couple NBA moves that were made after the trade deadline that we didn't necessarily talk about. And there's two I'm curious, and you can talk about this in a betting format or however you want to strengthen your case. But there's two guys who went from crappy teams to contenders. Are you buying their, maybe going back and buying their rookie cards because there's a chance they might win a championship this year? Guy number one, Andre Drummond, going from Cleveland to the Lakers via buyout. I think he got hurt last night, honestly. But nonetheless, are you buying Drummond cards because there's a chance he could win a championship?
No.
Okay.
Even though I like him, no. I'm not. As you know, I like the Lakers, but I don't like the Lakers when LeBron's there. So I'm not a big fan of anything on the Lakers right now.
I'm not a big Drummond guy. I don't think he's listen, he's really good at rebounding and he's really good at putting the ball in from a couple feet away. Another guy, very interesting move is, we talked about Blake Griffin already, right?
I don't think we did.
Okay. So both of these are Nets related. Blake Griffin, who signed before the trade deadline, and then LaMarcus Aldridge, who signed after the trade deadline. Are you buying either of their cards now that they are on the Brooklyn Nets?
No, they're not going to. Like, back to the last conversation we had on our mini trade deadline, they don't move the needle for me. I mean, unless you want to have a – like Hive cards, he's – I don't know how far he is, but he was collecting a card of everyone that started on the Super Bowl roster for the Eagles. Unless you're doing something like that, really doesn't move the needle for me. Or unless you're doing something like, you know, they're your favorite players and you want to have a card of them on each team. Although I will say this, I've been a big fan of LaMarcus Aldridge over his career. So it would be nice to see him get a ring. I have a parlay on the Nets parlayed. The Nets got to win the East and the White Sox have to win the NL Central parlayed, or the AL Central.
Wow. Okay, I like it. So, yeah, in regards to LaMarcus, Blake Griffin, decent player, probably not buying his cards. Always been a LaMarcus Aldridge fan, but I think the problem with him now is he's got two bad hips, and I don't think he necessarily makes a huge difference on the team. I am curious, maybe I could be completely wrong since he's been off for the last couple of weeks and he gets what he needs, but if I were to pick between the two, if I had to buy somebody's rookie card right now, I would buy LaMarcus because I think he's had a more fulfilling overall career and would hold some value long-term. Nothing crazy value-wise, but I would pick LaMarcus there on that one. I think, Matt, we can wrap up our main episode for this week. Guys, I hope you enjoyed Mini Monday. I hope you enjoyed the TikTok. And again, please stay tuned. Tonight, we are again running the High Rollers Twitter thread for $100 plus cards, partnered with our buddy Billy from Hive Cards. That's on the Twitter timeline sometime around 7 or 8 p.m.-ish. It's pretty much when I remember to actually post it. And We might have some merch available for sale soon. We do have stickers available. I'll post them on social media over the next couple days so that you guys can check those out. Those are free. Just send me a DM that you want one and I'll send them out. But Matt, I will let you wrap up the episode.
Russell Westbrook is 13-9-6 with 7:29 left in the third quarter.
So he's definitely getting that triple double.
Yeah. 167 to get a trip. I've never seen that. Also, if anyone has any Garrison Matthew cards out there, I watched a little bit of him at Lipscomb. Hit me up. Your boy, dude, Ryu Hachimura, he's having a hell of a year, by the way.
My boy Rui?
Yeah, your boy Rui, he's having a hell of a year. He's having a hell of a year and continuing it. I really like him, like I said. I know we talked about this last show, but I still got to get that downtown card with the Bulldog of him in it. So also, if you're out there and you're listening, let me know if you have it. All right, as always, we appreciate each and every one of you for listening to us, interacting with us, and trading, selling with us. And we hope you continue to do so. With that, let's keep living the dream and living the hobby.